Perfect. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Black Hat 2017 and ScrutaGuyTV.com, our new moniker, so to speak.
Yes.
And I'm welcoming back Michael Covington from Wandera.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back on the show. Just an impromptu walk-in, and we're glad to have you back. What's been going on with Wandera lately?
Well, we just closed another round of funding, so we brought in about $30
million.
Oh,
good.
And we have a lot of customers who are flocking to the platform, so business is good and customers seem to be quite happy.
Good. Now tell us what you guys do.
So we are in the mobile security and data protection business. Essentially what we do is we operate a service that's both on the device, think iPhones, Android phones,
yeah,
as well as in the cloud. So we sit in the path of the data. We get to see all the traffic that comes from those devices and we look for threats and different types of risk. That's,
now I like the way you explain that. It's sitting in the path of the data.
Yes.
Gives me a great visual because when people explain the network, they explain, oh, we're checking network nodes and ones and zeros and packages, and I go, but sitting in the pathway, does it slow down performance at all?
It doesn't. And so here's what's actually very interesting about our service is that we actually offer an ROI right out of the gate. And the way we do that is what we've built is really a visibility and control platform. So we give admins who are managing mobile fleets lots of visibility into what their end users are doing. And the kinds of policies they build up don't have to all be security oriented. So some of the things that we help them do is compress data so that they can maximize and make that downward pipe to the device more efficient. Build acceptable use policies. Help make sure that what the devices are being used for actually eliminates a lot of the risk that the enterprise sees in those devices.
Interesting.
So that actually is a convergence of the compliance and I would say legal risk mitigation.
Yes.
With the technical dashboard capability that every CISO and SOC leader needs.
Yeah, and in fact, we find that we tend to talk to multiple groups in the organization. So we'll talk to the SOC and the security team, who's really concerned about mobile malware and about mobile phishing. We've seen a lot of phishing attacks these days coming through across mobile. But we also talk to the CIO's organization, where they're interested in equipping people with always-on connectivity and making sure that the applications that they're using are performant and being used efficiently across that data channel. So two different groups who are interested in different things, but one platform that really helps solve their needs.
To help my small Security Guy Radio brain get a hold on this, where does this reside? Is this the circuit board level on the phone? Is this a service that the manufacturers use? Can I download an app? How does it work?
Great question. So we actually have three major touch points that I could talk about. We have an app that sits on the device. It does local monitoring, looks for malware, that kind of thing.
That's a consumer app.
It's an app that's downloaded from the consumer app store.
Right.
We have a cloud service, and that's where we route all the traffic through that cloud service and give admins visibility into how the phones are being used. And we also integrate very nicely in with the enterprise mobility suites. So the likes of AirWatch and Mobile Iron and Mass 360, we partner with these firms to get more visibility into what's happening on the mobile devices and to make sure we have lots of different touch points for enforcement. So if you see a piece of malware, you can tell them to remove the app.
Right.
If we see some command and control traffic, we can block that traffic in the cloud. Lots of different places where you can take action.
So if I'm the CISO of a wealth management division of a large global bank, and I have all of the private wealth advisors across the country, and this platform would allow me to see that, for example, right before Super Bowl, that people are spending 40% of their time on online betting where they should be reaching out to clients and advising them on their portfolios.
The great thing, though, about that type of visibility is that it also brings with it the protections that come with consumer use of the phone. So the reality of a mobile device is that it's both personal and business. That's just the way these devices are.
That's right. That's right.
People are checking Facebook during the day. They're registering for other types of social media. We've seen a lot of people using corporate credentials to do personal business with, things like social media sites. And so if you have a site that's not protecting your credentials, that's leaking data, that puts the business at risk, even if it's a consumer app. So to that example, I actually think that protecting the individual is just as important as protecting the very well-defined corporate assets.
Are these real-time alerts, or is there a certain particular lag?
Real-time alerts and real-time policy enforcement. So we get right down into which network interface is up. If a consumer turns on the tethering interface and starts passing traffic across that, we can switch that on real-time. So depending on the risk state of the device, we have lots of different actions that we can take.
Excellent. So congratulations on your recent round. That's wonderful. What type of expansion plans do you have at this time?
So right now we're expanding in Asia Pacific. We have a really strong footprint in North America and throughout Europe. And we're also looking at increasing the capabilities and the controls that we have within the service. So we're really, really strong on the mobile threat defense capabilities and on the compliance capabilities. Now what we're doing is adding more visibility into things like monitoring shadow IT and making sure that enterprises have visibility into what types of services their end users are adding to these devices and giving them some control on top of that.
Distinguish your product, excuse me, from... I'm not going to name any names. There's a couple of them out there. You know who they are. Tell us why Wandera is different.
So Wandera is really different because we operate both on the device and in the cloud. We're the only vendor that built a solution for mobile that has those two touch points.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
we've seen vendors that have gone for mobile security solutions and have built an app-only solution.
Right.
You have very limited visibility, we feel, if you're living within a sandboxed environment, but that's one way to go. And we've seen other vendors build cloud services that take web traffic, but they don't understand the mobile ecosystem. They don't know what network interfaces they're building policies around. So we built those, brought the best of both worlds together by having both those points of presence.
That's really interesting the way that you are addressing the policy framework. Mm. And in terms of the NIST framework and so many industry associations setting best practices, I can think of one, for example, EDM Council, Enterprise Data Management. Shout out to Mike Atkins. I was wondering, do you work with these industry associations to establish better standards, and if so, how?
You know, one of the areas where we're very active right now is around just threat intelligence exchange, which factors in very nicely with policy frameworks because you need to have the right contextual data to drive the policy enforcement. Right now, a lot of the threat intelligence exchange networks are not mobile-focused. They have a lot of really good data on Windows malware. It's not really relevant in a world that's dominated by Apple and Android devices. And so what we're doing is we're helping them become a little bit more aware of some of the challenges that you face in mobile, mm-hmm. and bringing our visibility and hopefully helping to impact other forms of enterprise tools as well.
What not keeps just you up at night? Space. What do you worry about the most?
I think what keeps me up at night is an end user that gets disconnected when we're talking about a mobile device. A lot of times when you're talking about security use cases, what you try to do is you block the threat, even if it means you take the device offline. When you're talking about a user who's roaming, who's in an area that's unfamiliar to them, and they're using this thing as a lifeline, as kind of a tool to get around, right. blocking them from any kind of access is not the position you want to be in. So,
good point.
I want to be very precise with the actions, and I want to make sure my end users stay connected.
Michael Covington, Wandera.com is Wandera.com. Check them on the web. And I'm going to go download that right now because I got some major problems on my phone. Thanks for coming
Thanks
on
for having me.
TV.com. Appreciate it.
Nice talking with you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.